He mentioned the machlokes, the mechaber, and the ramah. Is it permissible to have two different moelim on Shabbos, one to do the mila, one to do the priya? The mechaber seems to hold that the mila b'Shabbos is dechuya, is decha, not utra. So dechuya means the tzorech to fulfill the mitzvah is decha Shabbos. So that's only if you do the whole mitzvah. If you don't do the whole mitzvah, so then there's no time. And the ramah says, Lo risin yagim kein, to insist that you need dafke the same oil for mila and for priya. Minig used to be the machabit, two different people. And in Yerushalayim, some Rabbi Ziv used to teach him in the yeshiva. So when he published the Tshuvas HaRamah, so he put in a footnote, the Ramah has a tshuva about this, so he put in a footnote that he lived in Yerushalayim. He writes in Yerushalayim, minig is that whenever it's bris is on Shabbos, that they have two moilim to show that the din is like the Ramah. Even if in weekdays they would have one moil, but they want to demonstrate that the halacha is like the Ramah. So the Ramah says, Lo risin yagim kein, to insist that you need the same oil. If the practice is you mechabe two different oil, one for the mila, one for the priya, you can do it on Shabbos as well. And then the Ramah brings a rai from Karbonas Tzibur. That Karbonas Tzibur you divide up, one does shchita, one does hefshit, each one does a different malacha. You don't insist that the same person should do. So the Vilna Gaon Titus, it's not a hoichoche from Karbonas Tzibur. This is the last sif in Hilchas Mila in Yerudei. So the only Gaon Titus, how can you prove from Karbonas Tzibur? The Gemara says in Yuma, Karbonas Tzibur on Shabbos is Hutra, it's not Tehuya. So you don't need that one person should do the whole mitzvah. But by Mila, the Mechaba holds that it's Decha Shabbos. The Gro wants to bring a raya that Mila Shabbos Tehuya, not Hutra. And the fact that one Tana learns out, how do you know that Pikuach Nefesh is Decha Shabbos? So one Tana said in the Tosefta that it's a Kal V'Chomer, Ma Milosh, it's only Ever Echod. That's Rav Lozer Ben Azar, 10 lines from the top of Kuf Lamed Beis Amin Al. Mila is only Ever Echod, Meivar Av Shalot Adam, and Mila B'Shabbos is Mutter. So Kal V'Chomer, that Pekuach Nefesh. So, and the Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Dechuya. The Vilna Gaon says that everybody knows. Why does everybody know? He says, as the Rambam writes in the first word in Perek Beis in Hilchas Shabbos, in big letters, that's a machlek is their gufa. The Rosh in the end of Yom quotes machlek is whether Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Shabbos is Dechuya Hutra. So the Gro assumes that it's Dechuya. And he says the Gemara is learning out from Mila B'Shabbos to Pikuach Nefesh. You see that they're both Dechuya. So that's why the Mechaber distinguishes between the Karbonas Tzibur as opposed to Karbonas Tzibur and the Mechaber is Maskim. They divide it up among different people. Because Shabbos is Hutra. Mashani can Mila, the Mechaber holds it. Shabbos is Dechuya, so then you have to have one person do everything. So the Shabbos, what do you do with the Gemara that we learned yesterday? The Gemara says that the Moel can do half of the bris, he'll do the Mila, and then he'll say, Anu Avdi Palga the Mitzvah, let someone else do the other half of the Mitzvah. Isn't it the Ferishi Gemara that it's Mutter? So the Ber HaGoyla was the great-grandfather of the Vilna Gaon. So the Ber HaGoyla writes on that, usually just gives you marma comments, usually doesn't have any comments. Ber HaGoyla makes a diuk in Rashi's Loshon. Ano avdi palga de mitzvah. So Rashi says that, taina, I did a half of the mitzvah, let someone else do the other half of the mitzvah. That's a taina tepata you. That's a taina tepata you from the Chi of Koris. So the Beragola is medayik in the Loshon Rashi that that taina no avdi the palga de mitzvah is only a taina to pata from koris. It's not that it should be mutter. Amai chayiv. Why is he chayiv? Leim luhu luchu atem esim hamloch. It's a taina that it shouldn't be chayiv chatas. It shouldn't be chayiv misa. But mashma from Rashi that it's not mutter lachatchila. So the Vilna Gaon says, look in the Beragola and it's wrong. He says, the simple reading of the Gemara, Ana Abdi de Palga de Mitzvah, is Het the Gomer. He says, from this Gemara, it sounds like the Ramah, that you may lechatchila divide it up. So if one Moel will do the Mila in the morning, he's relying on someone else to finish off the Mila, and they never did it. So he did the Heta. The half that he did was Het the Gomer. The other should have finished. That's the Machloikis, the Mechaber and the Ramah, is there a Diuk in Rashi or not? So the Mechaber apparently understood there's a Diuk in Rashi. I'm no Abdi to get a mitzvah. I'm no Abdi. I did half of the mitzvah. That svara is only to be makel to take off the chi of misa, but not to be makel to be matel lechatchila. And the Beirah Grotain is that the simple reading in the Gemara, He doesn't see a diuk in Rashi. He's simply reading Gemara. Is that it's mutar lechatchila? There is a... Here the Gemara has two stories, and we learned yesterday, Kuf Lamadala and Manalef. The Gemara quoted at Tosefta, the last 10 lines. The Rav Nosson had in 2 different occasions. One was in Krake Hayam, and one was in Kaput Gia, that a woman came, Mesu Shnei Baneha Machmas Mila, and he told her, wait for a while until Achi Nivla Bohadam, and then the third child survived. So there's a Machloikis HaRishonim, the Pre-Yitzchak, Rabbi Tzela Peterburger, has a tshuva about this. There's a Machloikis HaRishonim by Mesu Baneha Machmas Mila. You don't know what to attribute it to. Here, apparently, the Tana Nosna HaBavli asked the woman, what did the first babies look like? So they said the first two babies also were like that. They were too red, or they were unusually yellow. They had a Yorak B'yoysim, or Odom B'yoysim. So that you can attribute the death to that. So that's why if you wait till the baby looks normal, then you do the bris milah, the baby will survive. What you can't attribute? The baby looked normal when you did the bris milah. The first two bris, and then the baby died. So then you have to be concerned, maybe the baby is a hemophiliac. Maybe they carry hemophilia in the family. It's not going to help to wait. He waited 100 years, still going to die. He's just not going to, the blood is not going to clot. It's not going to help if you wait. So that's a machlekes harishanim. The machlekes harishanim comes in like this. If meso baneho machmas milo, meso echov machmas milo, is he forbidden to eat truma? Perika Orel starts off in Yevamos, and Orel is not permitted to eat truma. The Chupasik says in Chumash, and Orel is not Korel Orel Echelbo, and Orel is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So there's a Machlegis Rashi in the Rabbein and Tam. What if he's an Orel Ba'oinus? Not an Orel B'mezid, he's an Orel Ba'oinus. Meisu Echel Machmas Milo. So the Halacha says that you don't do a Bris Milo. So Rashi, whenever the Gemara has Orel, also Lechel Truma, or Halacha is Lechel Korban Pesach, Rashi is wondering, what kind of an Orel? Who are we talking about? A Sheketz? He doesn't want to have the mitzvah mila. The Rashi says, no, he's an oral kalocha, because meso ech machmas mila, you don't do bris mila. So Rabbeinu Tam Tainus against Rashi that if he's an onus, so he should be permitted to eat the truma and permitted to eat the korban pesach. Why? Just because, but bottom line, he's still an oral. So the Rishonim elaborate on this. That's where the Pri Yitzchak has all Arichas Bavli had a sofeg. In Perika Orel, what's the din of a cotton Orel Ma'al Asucha Shemesh Al Truma? The baby before the 8th day, does he have a din of an Orel? So the father's a coin, the baby's a coin, is a Mutal Asucha Shemesh Al Truma. Just like an Orel is not permitted to eat or to drink Truma, he's not permitted to shmir, to do Sicha B'Shemesh Al Truma. So would you consider the baby within the first 8 days, would you consider him an Orel or not? Maybe you should say the no chiyuv to do the milah, no chiyuv, so you shouldn't be considered an oral. So in the Bavli, it's in the Bayadalev Shita, and the Rishonim quote, Yerushalmi, says lahokil. So we pass on lahokil, that since there's no chiyuv lamol, so the baby is not considered an oral. So then the Rashi is shver. Why does Rashi say, Mesu echov machmas milah is an oral, he's not allowed to eat truma, he's not allowed to eat korban pesach, but you're not mechuyuv lamol, just like toch shmoni, you're not mechuyuv lamol. So this person, you're not mechuyuv lamol because of the suffix sakana. So the Rishonim defend Rashi, and they say, no, the Toch Shmoni, you're not mal at all. You're not allowed to mal at all, so that's why the baby is not called an Aron. Here, Meso Echom Achmas Milo, you have to wait a while. There is, hanging on your head, there is a Chiyuv Milo, but you just have to wait till the baby gets drunk. So the Pri Yitzchok says, that's how they defended Rashi. Rashi holds that the Orel, Shemeso Echem Achmas Milo, is not allowed to eat Truma, not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, because in principle he is Mechuyev to take care of the Milo, but not now, have to take care later. Why does Rabbi Natam hold that the Orel, Meso Echem Achmas Milo, is permitted to eat Truma, is permitted to eat Kachma? Says Rabbi Natam is Chaylek. He quotes a lot of Rishonim. The Pri Yitzchok always does like detective work. He quotes a Rishon, then he says, what does the other Rishon say? He goes back and forth, then he quotes all the Gemaras, and that gives the Rashi and the Tshuva, Billy fills in the whole picture. So he shows, that's a Machlekes, Rashi and the Rabbein and Tam, Meisu Echov Machmas Milo, do you say that you have to be Mala Baby later? Or no, you don't Mala Baby at all. So here it says, Beferish, on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph, the two stories from the Tosefta, Mala ben Arishan emes, Mala ben Arsheni emes, Shlishi hevi asa lefanai. He said, wait. So you see, v'ferish meisoech machmas mila, you wait, and you do the bris mila later. So the answer is not here. You know what to attribute the death of the first two babies to. Now it's not Bavli, I asked the woman, what did they look like? So I said, they looked the same as this baby, all yellow or all red. They didn't look normal. So he said, that was the cause of them. There was a complication in the bris. But if you have a baby dies, the baby looked normal, and you don't have this to attribute it to, then you have to attribute it to a possibility of hemophilia. Then it's not going to help if he's going to grow up. 50 years later, it's going to be the same problem. Still going to have the hemophilia. So so the Pi Yitzchak shows that that is basically Machlekes Rashi in the Rabbeinu Tam, whether Meisu Echov Machmas Milo is also Lechol Bekotchim, also Lechol Betruma, really depends. Whether is there a Chi of Mila hanging on top of you that you have to fulfill sometimes in the future? So then it's not the same as Toch Shmoina. Or do you say, no, you're not going to Malam at all? Not going to Malam at all. So it means there's no Chi of Mila. No Chi of Mila. So it's not called an Aral, like a Kot Naral Toch Shmoina. Right, that's Rabbi Yosef Engel pilpels about. He has a piece. The Gemara says, Oynes Rachmana Patre, what does it mean, Patre? Patre from the Chiyuv HaMitzvah, or Patre from an Oynes? What does it mean? So he thinks that maybe that's the Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. That according to Rashi, Oynes Rachmana Patre just means you're Potter from the Oynes, but you're not Potter from the Chiyuv, so there is a Chiyuv Lomo. And Rabbeinu Tam holds no, Oynes Rachmana Patre means that you're Potter from the whole Chiyuv Milo. Yeah. So that's the Pri Yitzchak doesn't go for that. He doesn't think that it's that's the Machlekes. He documents it. He quotes Rishonim until he finally comes to this maskana. It's a Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Would you always apply what he says over here? What Rav Nosna Bavli Omer, that you have to wait a while. You wait a while and then you do the Bismillah. You say, no, if there's no apparent cause for the death of the baby and there's a concern of hemophilia, then you're not mal at all. Then you never mal at all. Not mal at all. So he thinks that that should be the same as cotton toch shmoina. If it's still not the same, one is oynes and one is al pi din toch shmoina, you're not allowed to be mal. You don't do the mila. And over here, it's because of an oynes. Yeah? That's Rabbi Yosef Engel times. Machlege says, well, oynes rachmana patre is patre from the chiyuv ha-mitzvah, a patre from the oynes. Rabbi Yosef Engel makes a suggestion. Maybe oynes rachmana patre should depend Patre from which kind of a mitzvah, bin adam la'makam, but bin adam la'chaveroi. He says that it's a mitzvah like mila, bin adam la'makam, say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bo b'trun yem b'riyosav. So HaSfar Nosen is that Oyez HaKmar Patre from the Chiyuv. You're not b'chuyiv at all. But if the nature of the mitzvah is bin adam la'chaveroi, then you say Oyez HaKmar Patre. So why should you say Patre from the Chiyuv? But sof kol sof, you had a shibut to the other person. So just Patre from the Yoynish, not Patre. See, he tries to have Ramfi Gemaris with that. He tries to forever. There's a Taisus and Baba Basan after you gimel him and out by the Chatzi Abed v'Chatz Ben Chorin. There was a Machlekes Bisham and Beisilu. What do you do? So the Beisilu say that he's stuck. Lisa Shimchani Yochel, Lisa Bas Chorin and Yochel. So he's stuck. I bet it's Rabbi Yemech v'Satz by Yemech. So Bisham I said that's not fair. Like never heard the mail that Bishvil Piririv Yishenem Ala Tov Barol the Shabbos Yitzar. Ela Kaif and it's Rabbi Bas Osa Ben Chorin. Kosulo Shtaroch Al Domov. And you free him. Then so Tosis discusses over there, why is Lisa Baschorin any Yochel? Why don't you say yes or Dechalei says? Tosis yes, that cash. Why don't you say yes or Dechalei says? So, Epis, that's one cash. Then Tosis has another cash. Why does the Gemara say Lo Tobro La Shevis Yitzora? They should have quoted the pasuk in Chumash, Pruravu. Why they quote Lo Tobro La Shevis Yitzora? The pasuk in the Novi. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has all charifas. So Taisa says the reason why they didn't quote the pasuk Pruravu because he's onus, he's stuck, he's a chatzi yevav a chatzi meharon. He can't marry this girl, can't marry that girl. For some reason or another, you don't say Esed Dechalei says. Taisa gives various reasons why you don't say Esed Dechalei says. Say. So they can't quote the pasuk Pruravu because he's onus, and that's why they quoted the pasuk Latobar al the Shevis Yitzor. So if he's onus on Pruravu, so he should be onus on Latobar al the Shevis Yitzor also. Why did Taisa say it doesn't help to quote the pasuk for Avu? Because Zainas Rachmana Patri said that's why they quoted the other pasuk. So how does it help to quote the other pasuk? Zainas on that too. So he's parted from that. So that's Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests that maybe Pru Avu is a mitzvah ben Adam Lamakai. Why should you say like that? I don't know. The nature of the mitzvah Pru Avu, Kodem Matan Torah applied even to the Masorim. That after Matan Torah, the nature of the mitzvah change only applies to Bnei Yisrael. You're only out to the mitzvah if you succeed in transmitting Yiddish values to the next generation. The whole Iker Adin of Peru Revu Bismanos after Matan Torah is to transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation. So that's a mitzvah ben Adam Lamakim. So that is Einas Rachman Patre is part of an Ochiyah because Ena Kadosh Baruch Hu Bal Bitruni and Briyos. But the Gemara, the Mishnah quoted the other pasuk, the Torah Barol, the Shevus Yitzora, that that's really the nature of that mitzvah has been Adam Achabero, to populate the world, that the civilization should be able to be preserved. So that's a mitzvah ben Adam Achabero. So there, Oynash Rachman Patre will only part you from the Oynash, one part you from the Chiyah. He suggests maybe that's what Tarsus is driving at. Why they said that Oynash parted you from the Chiyah per Rivia, but it didn't part you from the Chiyah of La Torah or the Shevus Yitzora. So that's in the middle of his essay about this machlekes Rashi and the Rambam and Tam. Maybe the machlekes is, but the Einus Rachmana Patra means patas you from the chiyuv milo, patas you from the oynish. He won't be punished for not performing the mitzvah of milo. Yeah, we didn't learn the Gemara in the top, the second line from the top of Kuf Lamed Talmud. The middle 15 lines are about rifuah, so we follow the doctors of our generation. But the top few lines we didn't discuss. Tana Rabbanan, the Mishnah says, Akuf Lamed Gimel Omed Aleph, towards the bottom, you should really grind up the kamon on Erev Shabbos. Nosem le ispalanes, you put on a bandage with kamon with some medication. So you should grind it up on Erev Shabbos. But if you didn't grind it up on Erev Shabbos, lo shochak me Erev Shabbos. So the Mishnah assumes that it's a sakana for the baby. So the Mishnah says, lo yispishin, you should do the trine kalach ayad. Instead of grinding it up to do shchike in an instrument, you chew it in your mouth. So Tosfos has a comment on Amud Beis, on the side on the margin. Tosfos Amud Beis. Tosfos really belongs on Amud Aleph, but the printer couldn't squeeze it in. So Tosfos says, Avogav, the Acher Amilo, the baby is a chodesh yesh b'sakana. So what do you have to be mishana to do lois b'shino v'ayidei shinoi? So Tosfos says, that's the Mishnah we had at the end of the previous Perek, that the end of Mafanan, the last Mishnah, Kufchov, has some days, spoke about Oledes. So if the Oledes needs oil, instead of carrying the oil in, and there's no oil in the place where she's having the baby, so they have to carry from a different place. So the Mishnah says you should put it in your hair, and then squeeze it out when you get to the Oledes, on the assumption that that'll be hygienic, that that'll be healthy. So the Gemara says, why don't you just carry the bottle of oil? What do you put it in your hair for? So the Gemara says, Kama depshadu shenuyei mishanina, whatever you can be mishanis it. So the Rishonim had a machlokes over there. We discussed the Rishonim had a machlokes over there. Is that by every chodesh sheyesh b'sakana, your ledes is a suffix sakana. So they say, every chodesh sheyesh b'sakana, you're permitted to be mechal Shabbos, but kama depshadu shenuyei mishanina. If you can do ayde shina, it'll only be the Rabbanah. So do you say, because nevesh on Shabbos is only dechuya, so you should say, if you can avoid violation of the Issa, you should. So some Rishonim say, no, it's only by your letters, because by your letters, ruba the ruba of the elders do not die when they have a baby. It's rare. That's how the Magen Mishnah says. It's very rare that your letters. So when you have a real pikuach nefesh, that Shabbos is hutra, you don't even have to try to do ayde shinu. When you have a case where it's less than 50-50, less than a suffix sakana, the probability is that she's going to survive anyway. But lehocha b'pikoch nefoshes achar harayv. You're not allowed to be lying there, Rabbi. You have to be choshesh for far-fetched possibility of suffix sakana. So in such a case where the odds are that there's no sakana because far-fetched, so then kamadev shalushnui mishanin. Here, Tosfos applies this concept, kamadev shalushnui mishaninon, to the baby after the bris. So it's unclear. Does Tosfos mean to say the baby after the bris is a far-fetched suffix sakana? How often does it ever happen that the baby dies because of the bris milah? Maybe they mean it's just as far-fetched as the yoledes. It's probably not going to happen. So therefore, the kamadev shalushnoi mishanina. And maybe Tosfos says that you always say kamadev shalushnoi mishanina, like the other opinion. Whenever you can do Aydeshina to lessen the nature of the issue, you should lessen. It's unclear. It's unclear from the Tosfos. That's what the Mishnah says. So, you should really grind up the kamon on Erev Shabbos. If you didn't grind it on Erev Shabbos, you should grind it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, on the second line from the top of Kuf Lamed Daled, Tan Rabbanan, Dvarim She'Noisim L'Chayla, Dvarim She'Noisim L'Mila B'Shabbos, Osmo Lo B'Yontiv. On Yontiv, you're allowed to grind it normally. You don't have to do the Loyes B'Shinov. You can grind it up normally. Why? Why can you grind it up normally? So one could have said the following, that we pasken mitoch, that not only is Ochel Nefesh muta to do a malacha for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh, eating food, mitoch shuhutra, any given malacha, letzorach Ochel Nefesh, shuhutra nami, letzorach hayam k'tzas. So maybe for medical purposes, it's called a tzorach hayam k'tzas. So the shot is, if he say like that, then there shouldn't be a gzeres refuah on yontif. Gzeres refuah is a gzeres shem yishachek salamanim. That's various gemaras all over the place. Gzeres shem yitron, gzeres shem yishachek salamanim. So on Shabbos, mantchina is also, so you understand they made a gzeres refuah. But on yontif, if you hold that oichal nefesh, not only oichal nefesh is mutter, tzorach hayam k'tzas also mutter. So the tzorach refuah should be mutter to grind up the kamon on yontif. So what they make a gzera the rabbanon that refuah is also yontif. Gzera yishem yishach yisam money. It's a gzera le gzera. If tchina is mutter on yontif and tzorach oichal nefesh. There's some achrenim hold that the in the back of the gemara that have the ha'oris of Rav Lozer Moshe Horovitz. He was the rav in Pinsk. He was friendly with the Beis Halevi. They both were from Valozhin at the same time. So they have in the back of the Vilna Shas, they have his Haharis. So he says, Kaharachti b'makamacher, that medicine is mutan yontif. We don't paskin like that. We paskin yontif sheni medicine is mutan. Yontif rish medicine is also. We paskin chalamoy medicine is mutan. Yontif sheni medicine is mutan. And even mikhalena is mutan. Mikhalena is mochamadan medicine. But on yontif rish we assume medicine is also. So that's the shayla. Why? Why is refuah also on yontif? The whole reason for the gzeres refuah, shem yishachik samamanim. But if grinding up teichan is mutter for echal nefesh, and we say mitoch whatever malach, if teichan is mutter for echal nefesh, should be mutter for tzorach hayam k'tzas. Why isn't medicine considered a tzorach hayam k'tzas? So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva about this, whether medicine is also on yontif. He says yes, because the tesefta has to say medicine is mutter on chalamayid. So zet ben beferish that on yontif it's not mutter. Why is it only a tesefta and moikotin? The medicine is mutter on chalamayid, it's mutter on yontif. So you see. Yontif Sheni, that's a special kula, except for Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is the second day is Kedusha Achas, so it says that Mikhalena is also on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and medicine is also on the second day of Rosh Hashanah.
Even the first second day, not only the last day, even the second day of Yontif, it looks like the eighth day or something, probably there'll be mutter, even though it's
Chalamoid. Right, medicine is mutter Chalamoid, medicine is mutter on Yontif Sheni, the eighth day of Pesach, and the second day of Pesach, right. So why is medicine also on the first day Yontif? Why is the mutter mitam mitoch? So the Avnei Nezer has a charifus. I think he dug up a tesis in the end of Bava Kama. I didn't have a chance to look for it. I seem to remember he has a tesis. There is a drosha on the pasuk on Perish Vias. The pasuk says Vahesa Shabbos Oetz Lechem Le'ochlo. So that pasuk, that one word Le'ochlo is the ganze yisoid of Kedusha's Perish Vias Le'ochlo V'lo Lehepsid. You're not allowed to. If you leave over some vegetables from Perish, you're not allowed to throw them in the garbage. You have to put them on the side, wait till it gets ruined. If some achila le'achla v'lo le'menachas, you're not allowed to bring a carbon mincha from Perish Shviyas because you're going to burn it on the mizbech. That's not le'achla. You have to have achila sodom, not achila's mizbech. Le'achla v'lo le'schor, you're not allowed to make big business with Perish Shviyas. When you have an oitz bezdin, when the bezdin is in charge of distributing and selling the perish, so they're only supposed to charge. They're only supposed to charge for the schar tircha of the farmers. Someone has to drive the truck, someone has to pluck it off and put it in packages, wrap it up, and someone has to stand in the store. So you have a right to charge schar tircha, but you haven't a right to make a profit on it. So theoretically, when you have oitzah bezin and they're selling all the fruits in Shnas HaShmita, it should cost much less than normally, because all the 6 years you're allowed to make money, and on Shviyas and Shmita you're not supposed to make money. That's the big problem. Every oitzah bezin, they charge the exact same amount that they charge in the other 6 years. So what kind of a phony baloney is that? So that's what I'm going to this conference tonight, that they're going to start a new oitzah bezin now that's only going to charge one third the price, going to charge much less. I think it's going to be subsidized by the Balabatim in America. That's what they're going to charge less.
Who's behind this?
A few Balabatim in America. This is supposed to be a bezin. That's what they invited me to come. Supposed to be a bezin from the right to the left. Really? From Mizrahi, from Aguda, from the Turekarta, from Svardim, Ashkenazim. We'll see if the meeting ever takes place. Moshiach may come. Moshiach may come Thursday afternoon. Okay. Moshiach may come.
The other bezin that's existing.
Huh?
The others that exist, we're doing it already. Think about a business?
I don't know. I don't know. Normal oitzah bezin, as we know it in the past shmitas, they charge the same as every year. So
that
it's a sake.
It costs them a lot to do the work because they have to.
Why it costs more than a normal cost? I don't know. So one of the drushes, it says, Hoyser Shabbos Os Lachem Liochlo, Perish Vies, have a Kedusha as Perish Vies. And some say, according to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah to eat the perish vies. It's a bracha. Shikadashanim says, al-achilas perish vies. We're not so convinced that the Ramban holds like that, so we don't say the bracha when we eat perish vies b'kedushasam. But all the dinim are based on that word, the ochla. So one of the drushes is, la'ochla v'lo l'malugma. You're not allowed to use perish vies to make medication out of it. So the Avnei Nezer, I think, quotes a tesis in the end of Bava Kama on an Omid Aleph. Seem to remember there's a big fat tesis. So he says, based on the Tosfos, that just like he say li'ochla v'lo l'malugma by kedushas perish vias, same is true regarding ochal nefesh on yontif. He say achashi ochal ochal nefesh li'ochla v'lo l'malugma ochal nefesh is mutar yontif for eating food v'tzarach hayom k'tzas hanoas aguf, but to be toichen a medication on yontif, there's no heter ochal nefesh. Huh? Not exactly. The
Ochla.
Same style of drasha. Just like there, you say the word liochla has the connotation of liochla. Malolam malugma. Malugma means a medication. So too, by yochal nefesh has the connotation of liochla. Malolam malugma. So there's no heter to be toichen on yontif. So tshaych to make a nisa refu on yontif because there is shemi shachik samimanim. Because shachik samimanim will be a nisa deraisa. Because no heter. You can't say mitoch since yochal nefesh since. Tochin is muta for tzarech ochal nefesh, so tochin should be muta for tzarech refu as well. No, lochla v'lo l'malugma, there's no heter. So that's why the Gemara says, even on Shabbos, if you forgot to grind up the kamon before Shabbos, you have to do aide shinui, lo yes b'shinov, kol eichad the kamadab shavu shinui mishaninon, that's what Tosis said, but dvarm sho, osru b'shabbos, b'milo hitiru b'yontav, a yontav, you're allowed to grind it straight. Why allowed to grind it straight? What happened to the Yisra Refuah? So the Gemara explains, because that's what it sounds like, because of Hoyol. That's what the Rashash says, and that's the Pashu B'Shat I thought in the Gemara. Hoyol is a Machlekes Rabba Rab Chizda in Psochem and Daf Mem Zayin. What's the din? Hoyfim Yontav L'chol. You're only allowed to, Oichal Nefesh means you're allowed to do a Malach on Yontav, you're allowed to cook on Yontav if you plan to eat it on Yontav. What if you're cooking food on Yontav? You plan to have, there's going to be a Sheva Brachas. There's going to be a Chasen, it's going to be a Bar Mitzvah, it's going to be a Sheva Brachas, whatever. So the Balabasta is busy, she works all the time. So Yontif, she has off. So she's baking all the Bulkalach and she's cooking all the fish on Yontif and she's going to put it away in the freezer for the Bar Mitzvah next month. So is that Osir or not? So from Yontif Lachol is Osir. So it's a Machlik, it's Rabbi Rav Chiz, do you get Malkus or not? If it's Osir, why shouldn't you get Malkus? So Rabbi says, Hoyel v'miklei le'ochem chazilei, hashtanami chazilei. Your kavanas ha'gavra is, you're cooking the food, you're baking the chalas on yontif, intending to eat them next month. Maybe ochel nefesh sets itself up automatically. Since theoretically, if all of the Jews in the community would come to visit you on yontif, you would take out all of these bulkalach and all the fish that you put away, and you would give it to them to eat. So maybe Ochel Nefesh sets itself up automatically, and we ignore the Kavanas Agavar. The one is doing the cooking has a mind for next month. She doesn't have a mind to have it eaten up on Yontif. So Ochel Nefesh sets itself up. So that's what the Gemara sounds like it says over here. The Brisa says beferish on Shabbos, you shouldn't grind up the kamon on Shabbos. Either babies or chelim is suka now, so lo es bishinam. Kama deb shelo shnoi mishanin. A yontif you should have ground up the kamon on erev yontif. If you didn't, what's the din? So the Brisa says tan rabbanan, you're allowed to grind it up kedarkai on yontif. So Abai explained, why is it mutter? Hoyel, why? Mash the kamon yontif to grind it up normally. Why the chazil dere? This kamon is sometimes used for refuah purposes, to put on a wound to heal, and sometimes it's used for a kedera, to cook. So even though you're going to grind up the kamon on yontif letzarach refuah, and that's not included in the heter echal nefesh, just like lochav alol malugma, it's not included. But since theoretically, we just ignore what you have in mind. Since theoretically, this kamon that you're grinding up, you could have thrown into the kedera to mix it into your soup. So that's called hoyl. And the Echal Nefesh sets itself up automatically. So with the Rabbanan, you're not supposed to use hoyl. That's under normal circumstances. It shouldn't be Eifem Yantam L'chol based on hoyl. But over here, it's a Letzarech Refuah, so we leave the hoyl. We don't ask the hoyl. Since hoyl is Mutah Ben HaTorah, so we don't ask him at the Rabbanan over here. So that's what the Rosh Hashanah's Pshat sounds correct in the Gemara. Amalei Abai L'Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was his Rebbe, so he says, the kamon, I understand, mash the kamon biyantif, the chazilik there, it's muta because of hoyol. So that half of the brisa he understands. So he says, but the second half of the brisa he doesn't understand. The brisa said tan rabbanon. In the Mishnah it says, when you did a bris on Shabbos, you should have mixed together the yayin v'shemen on erev Shabbos, because there's an isa refuah here. The isa refuah on Shabbos has two parts, an isa to prepare a refuah, and an isa to apply the refuah. But Issa Refuah is only when it's Refuah Hanikeres. If it's not Refuah Hanikeres, let's say some people only take schnapps when they have a cold. Other people enjoy drinking schnapps all the time. So let's say I don't enjoy schnapps, I only take them when I have a cold. So I don't say a bracha because I don't enjoy it. I don't consider it a cold. No, other people do drink schnapps, they enjoy it. So even when I'm drinking schnapps, I can't stand spinach, whatever. But I only eat spinach when I feel a cold coming on or whatever. So you're going to say it's also to eat spinach. A lot of people enjoy eating spinach. So when I eat spinach, I have to say a bracha, and it's a Michael Briam, so you're allowed to eat it, even if you're eating it with the kavana of healing a sickness that you have, or preventing yourself from getting sick. So again, the two isurim in refuah. One isur is to prepare the refuah, one isur is to apply the refuah. So on Shabbos, you're not allowed to mix together lo yitrof yayin v'shemen. You're not allowed to mix together yayin v'shemen. You should have done it on Erev Shabbos. What if you didn't do it on Erev Shabbos? And loy Torah, yayin v'shemen, the Erev Shabbos, you didn't prepare it on Erev Shabbos, so there's an isur refuah on Shabbos. Yeah, but the baby's ochel mesukan. You want to have the yayin v'shemen. So it said the Mishnah, you can solve the problem of the sakana. Inos and zebiatzma v'zebiatzma. Pour the yayin separately on the wound, on the bris mil, and pour the shemen separately. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. So the Gemara says that's only on Shabbos, but on Yontif dvarim she'enosim lemila b'Shabbos osim lo b'Yontif. You're allowed to do it on Yontif. It's permissible to do it on Yontif. The Gemara doesn't understand why should that make a difference. Bishleima to grind the kamon, that I understand. On Yontif tchinas mutar letzorach ochel nefesh. So then, if I'll do tochen kamon lerefuah, that should not be mutar because le'achlo v'lo le'malugma, but it should be mutar because of hoyel. Because I say ikdami hacha, ignore the kavanas agavra. The person is grinding up the kamon in order to apply it on the wound of the bris milah. But grinding up kamon could have been used for the kedera, for the food. So that's mamish hoyel. He didn't even know me the rabbanan, they don't allow hoyel since the kavanas agavra is not the shem erchon nefesh. But sometimes they do allow hoyel. Sometimes they say we let you rely on the din deraisa. Even makom chayla, they allow you to follow hoyel. Hoyl is a din on Yontif, not on Shabbos. So he says, the first din in the Brice I do understand. Kamon b'Yontif chazilik dera, that I understand. And on Shabbos, you can't say Hoyl, it's not Shaykh. But what he's bothered about is why did the Mishnah and the Braisa make a contrast between Shabbos and Yom Tov regarding Yayin B'Shemen? The Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. And we have a Tosefta where it says Reb Meir holds it's permissible. Frag the Gemara, the Tanya, how can the Stam Mishnah say, assuming that it's quoting, relying on Reb Meir, that if you didn't mix the Yayin B'Shemen before Shabbos, like Torah, Yayin B'Shemen, Yayin Shabbos, Yinas, and Zeb Yatzman, Zeb Yatzman. Not allowed to mix together Yayin B'Shemen, it's a Nisa Refuah, the Nisa to prepare the Refuah. Frag the Gemara, Stam Mishnah Reb Meir, and Meir says that the Sefta is Mutter. Here, the first wide line on Kuf Lamed Aleph. Kuf Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Did Tanya, ain't Torah, and Yayin B'Shemen, Lachar, the B'Shemen, not allowed to mix it. There's Tanya Kama holds like that. Amar B'Shemen Alazim, Mishim Reb Meir, after Torah, and Yayin B'Shemen, it is permissible. Reb Meir holds that it is permissible. Why is it permissible? So Rashi says, Chaylu Shem Bosakon. Chaylu Shem Bosakon. In Shulchan Aruch, that's a big machlokes harishonim, whether the Isser Refuah even applies for a Chaylu Shem Bosakon, or only a Bari with a Mechush B'Yalma. So the Mishnah Berurah Paskins Lahakel. If it's the whole Isser Refuah, the whole Perek Shmoneh Shvatzim is all about the Isser Refuah. So the whole Isser Refuah only applies if the fellow is a bari with a mechesh bialma. He has a slight ache and pain, but if he really is chalak aguf and mutter, the mishkam is really chodesh and bisakana, then we pass him that refuah is mutter, or refuah is a mutter. Eglital has a long arichis. He shows that Rashi is from the Oisrim. That's Rashi's in a few places in Shas, in different mesichtas, and he says, but we pass him la loch in Shulchan Aruch, that is mutter, chodesh and bisakana, refuah is mutter. So the Pashto says that's exactly what Reb Meir says. Tanakama holds like Rashi. In Torah, in Yayin B'Shemen L'Choy L'B'Shabbos, even though it's a Chodesh Shem B'Sakone, and we don't pass like that. We pass like Reb Meir. Amar Shem Ben Allah, Zem Shem Reb Meir, Av Torah, and it is Mutter. It was a Machloike Satanayim, and we pass like, the Gemara is assuming that we pass like Reb Meir. Then the Tosefta tells an interesting story.
If we pass like Reb Meir, then why are we
That's the Gemara's kasha. That's the Gemara's kasha. Why does the Mishnah say, "Ein torf and yayim b'shemen on Shabbos"? But Stam Mishnah Reb Meir, and halachik is Stam Mishnah, and Reb Meir says in the Tosef that it is muta. That's going to be the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's going to restrict the Mishnah. It rarely applies. Usually it is muta to mix the yayim b'shemen. So before you get to the kasha with the punchline, so the Tosef tells the story. Amram Shimon Alos. Apparently he was a talmid of Reb Meir. Pamachas. He had a slight bellyache. He wasn't mutal. Apparently, he was. He wasn't mutal the mishkan. Because talking about Rashi, he's talking about a choyle sheim b'sakonah. Not talking about a boy with a mechesh b'yam. Talking about a choyle sheim b'sakonah. So Reb Meir had such a bellyache. He had a lame bed. Chosh Reb Meir b'meir who bikashna with the talmidim wanted to mix the yayim b'shemen and shmir it on his belly. V'lohi nechano. He didn't allow us. Omar in the log. So he said, Rebbe. He's still alive. You hold that it's mutter. So what, after you die, they may rewrite history and they'll forget about the fact that everyone will go to the right and they'll say it's asa. But you're still alive and kicking and you hold that it's mutter. So let us do it. So he says, no. He has a policy. Even though I disagree with them. Yeah, every so often you have like that. Here, Rabbi Kevegat, Sechanzon. Daf Kuf Yud Ches on the base. Kuf Yud Ches on the base is a different thing. That Afal Pi Yodea Ani Biatzme, I know that I'm not a Koyin, but if they ask me, Alei Leduchin, so I go up. That's a Peladik Gemara. He's not a Koyin. He's going to say, Abroch Levatol, Shekhar Shana, Vidushal Shishlan. What do you mean? They tell me to go to Duchin. It's a Peladik Gemara. That's what Taisus says. Is there an Easter for a non Koyin? The Taisus over there, Kuf Yud Ches on the base says, maybe there's no iser. Maybe it's permissible for us. I can't say the bracha. Maybe you can duchen without saying a bracha. That's what it means. If there's an iser, so what do you mean? He so how can he go duchen? It's a strange gemara. It's a strange gemara. Some say that Tosfos learns that it goes on a non-koyin duchening. Beferish. Tosfos kuf yitches. Others say alei leduchen means. Please walk up to the stand and give a shir, give a drosha. So he says, a malik, I know I'm not right to function. Doesn't mean a koin lady is wrong. I know I'm not right to give a drosha, but if they insist I should give a drosha, I'll go listen to them. So that's a different gemara. It's not a machlokes and he holds his mutter, and they hold it sasa. Here we're talking about Meir holds mutter, and he's chaylak on the chachamim, and nonetheless, he didn't want to violate the sheet of the chachamim. So Rabbi Kadega's Gemara is because that lashon appears over there, exactly the same lashon. That's the lashon appears there. But this concept that even though the Tana held Lahokil disagreeing with the rabbim, but he wouldn't go against the rabbim, so others point out there are many other Gemaras like this. The Tanaim has such a Amidas Chasidus. Even though they held Mutta, they didn't want to go against the sheet of the others. So the Gemara adds on, Huniyu de Machmar Anafshi, Rab Meir had a personal Chumrah, he didn't want to violate the sheet of Chacham. Abul Kuli Amishar, but for the Balabatim, Rab Meir would say Mutta. He personally didn't want to go Lakula. But for the Balabatim, it's Mutta. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. Stam Mishnah is Rab Meir, and the Mishnah says that on Shabbos, you're not allowed in. In Loi Torah, if you have Shabbos, you know, this is Zeb Yatzmo, Zeb Yatzmo. Why is Zeb Yatzmo, Zeb Yatzmo? Rab Meir holds that it's Mutta to mix the Yayim and Shemen. Why? Because the Rab Meir holds for Chodesh Eima Sakana is Mutta. Apparently, they think if the baby is Chodesh Eishba Sakana, it's about their Mutta. I don't know why they're asking from Chodesh Eima Sakana to Chodesh Eishba Sakana. They could have stammed asked if the baby is Chodesh Eishba Sakana. So everything should be Mutta. I don't know. Maybe because Kama Depshil Shinoi Mishaninon. But if a chodesh ein b'sakana, Rav Meir holds that it's mutter to mix yayin v'shemen, so should zicha be mutter for the baby? You shouldn't require kama d'efshel shnoi mishanina to do zeh b'yatzma v'zeh b'yatzma. And for the Gemara, Hosam, in that Tosefta, where they quote in Perek Yud Gimel in Tosefta, Hosam in the Tosefta, lo boi lako. Rav Meir says you can mix together yayin v'shemen. You're not beating it with a spoon, not beating it with a beater. Hacha, we're talking over here, boy lako. Here in the Mishnah it says that you're not allowed to beat it on Shabbos. It doesn't zeb yatzma, zeb yatzma. It doesn't really mean zeb yatzma. It means you shouldn't beat it with a spoon. You shouldn't make it so obvious. The din is refuah is only osir on Shabbos if it's refuah hanikeres. If it's a refuah shein and ikeres, then it's mutter. Let's say there are two parts to the isa refuah. There's isa refuah to prepare the medication. You've got to mix together a whole bunch of chemicals. That's, if you mix together vegetables and make a vegetable salad, and then you get better. That's Michael Breen. So there's no isa to prepare it, there's no isa to eat it. Let's say you take the bottle of schnapps down from the cabinet and you pour a schnapps in a glass. That's an isa refuah. There's no isa in preparing it, there's no isa in applying it, because it's Michael Breen. On filling up the schnapps glass, it's a Michael Breen, and drinking it, it's a Michael Breen. They're both mutter. So that's what the Gemara says over here. To mix yayin and shemen is a dead giveaway that it's for the purpose of refuah. So it really shouldn't be allowed. But Rav Meir holds its mutter for chodesh shem b'sakana. That's the Rashi. Chodesh l'chodesh shem b'sakana. We pass like Rav Meir that the chodesh shem b'sakana is allowed to take refuah. That's the Mishnah Berurah Shulchan Aruch passes like that. Mishkan Es Yankin wants the pasken not like that. He quotes the Rishayim that the Eglei Tal quoted. Rishayim will say Chodesh Eish B'Sakana is not allowed to apply refuah, only Chodesh Eish B'Sakana. He thinks we should paskin like that, but the Mishnah Berurah paskins lahakel mikubal lahakel that like Rashi says pshat and Rav Meir. So the Gemara says, when does Rav Meir permit you to mix the yayim v'shemen lo boy laka? You're not going to use a beater, so it's still nikah. Under normal circumstances, no normal person mixes yayin v'shemen, not for eating purposes. If you want to drink wine, you don't mix yayin v'shemen. If you want to shmir shemen on the body to help your complexion, you don't mix yayin into the shemen. So it's only done l'tzarech refuah. So it's a dead giveaway. That's why the other chachamim disagree. They hold you're not allowed to mix yayin v'shemen on Shabbos because it's an issur preparing a refuah, and then you're not allowed to apply it because it's an issur refuah. And Rav Meir holds that it's mutter. So even though it's a refuah hanikeres, it's mutter. We're going to mix it with a laka. We're going to mix it with a spoon. That's going to make it that it's more niker. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara asks, Hasam Rav Meir says it's permissible to mix yayin v'shemen is laboy laka. You're not using a mixer. And hacha boy laka. Here in the Mishnah it says you should not mix lo yitroch yayin v'shemen. You shouldn't mix it with a mixer. In fact, the Gemara says hachanami neved v'lo leilach. So be permitted. Why does it say in the Mishnah you should put the yayin b'fnei atzmai and the shemen b'yatzmai? Why you not some zed b'yatzmai, zed b'yatzmai? Why can't you mix the yayin b'shemen together and then pour it on the body and don't mix it with a stirrer, with a stirring spoon? It sounds from the Mishnah you shouldn't mix it at all. The Gemara says, no, that's what he meant in the Mishnah. And for the Gemara, Haina Diktani, that's what it means. That's it just means you shouldn't use a stirring spoon. Why not? It's all Refuah HaNikeres. The more Niker it is, so the more Svar it is that it's us. So Ramei holds, despite the fact that mixing Yayim Shema by definition is always a Refuah HaNikeres, which normal person mixes. If you're interested in drinking, you don't mix in Shema. You're interested in Shmirin, you don't mix in Yayim. Yayim Shema is only Letzarech Refuah. So despite the fact that it's Refuah HaNikeres, it's Mutter, because it's a Chal Hashem B'Sakon, that's Ramei Shita. It's Mutter, but if you're going to use a Lako, you're going to make it more boiling. It's going to be more obvious that it's L'shem Refuah. So since it's not really necessary, so you shouldn't use the Lako. That's all the Mishnah meant to say. Shouldn't use the Lako. And then it says that on Yontif, you make a Lanet, the Torfin La Yayim V'Shem, and you're permitted to mix. If you mix the Yayim V'Shem in a bowl, you're going to start shaking like this. It's going to take a while. If you're going to use a spoon, it's going to go faster. So on Yontif, we're more lenient on this. Shabbos is why? Why should you be more lenient on Yontif than on Shabbos? If you hold that Li'ochla V'lola Melugma, and Eichel Nefesh is only for food eating purposes, and not for refuah purposes, so why are you so much more lenient? The question is, why not? It's the same Issur Refuah. It's Niker in either case, whether you use the spoon to stir, you don't use the spoon to stir, even if you only use a spoon. Yayin and Shemen mixed together, even shaking it like this in a bowl, that applying is going to be a refuah and he cares anyway. So they threw in a new chumra on Shabbos. Even though ben kol v'kol, it's a refuah hanikeres and it's mutar b'makom chol v'shem b'sagana, but with a spoon, it's even more boilet, more niker, so you shouldn't do that. And on Yom Tov, they didn't throw in that added chumra. Even though it's a refuah hanikeres, it's mutar. So with or without a laka, it doesn't make a difference. On Shabbos, they added a new chumra. Okay. Then the Gemara quotes a brisa Tana Rabbanan, Emesalanim Esachardel. This already has nothing to do with the bris meal on Shabbos, unrelated. When you prepare mustard, Emesalanim Esachardel Bimesanene Shalom. They used to have a special sieve to have the chardel go through, and part of it would get caught. Rashi writes, Time and Forish Lakamba, and the Mechzikit Boirer, Shemashlech Hasubin Shalom. The Gemara's Lashon is Mechzikit Boirer. Tosis points out, it isn't really Boirer. Let's say you have a banana, and part of the banana is a little brown. So the little children don't like the brown part of the banana. They're going to cut that out and throw it out. It's edible. If part of the banana is mom is spoiled, and adults wouldn't eat it either. People wouldn't eat it. So that's bayra. That's called shnei minim. Oichel amsadus is shnei minim. But if it's all one min, and it is roi lachila adi atchak, then it's only bayra midirabon. It's only mechzik bayra. Because in order to violate bur, you have to have that it should be shnei minim. So if it's mamish psoilas, even though it's part of the same tomato, part of the same orange, the part that's psoilas is not roi lachila. So that oichel amsadus is shnei minim. And if it's roi lachila adi atchak, then it's only bur midirabon. So that's why Tosfos said that's why it's called mechzik bur, because the subin is also roi lachila. Subin is also roi lachila. So it says emesan emesachadul bimesanene shalom. The Gemara is going to say, why? Because Mechzik Kibur, because it's going to remove the subin, and he doesn't want to eat that. So it looks a little bit like bur. The Eime Maskin also big achelas. They used to have a tangy flavor for the mustard. So how did they accomplish that sharp flavor? They used to take a gachelas that was flaming, either gachelas shaleitz or gachelas shalmateches, on the weekdays they used to take it and extinguish the fire, or take matches, let's say, and put the matches, burning hot matches, into the chardel, and the chardel would put out the flame. So by putting out the flame, this would give an added tangy flavor, a sharp flavor, to the mustard. So the Brisa says, you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Eim ha'maskim osa b'gachadus, you're not allowed to do kibui l'tzorech ochel nefesh. Shoy. Om le'abai le'rab Yosef, Abai was the Talmud Rab Yosef, so yes, them, that's the Mishnah. It says Lekamakuf Lametes that all the Rishonim quote that Ein Tzviya Ba'Ochlin. If you want to put the coloring in the food in order that people should enjoy it better, you have a food that tastes good but it looks bland. So you want to put in a red coloring, food coloring. You want to put in an orange coloring that the people should get excited about. So the din is Ein Tzviya Ba'Ochlin. That's our master, the Rishonim. Rabbi Yankef Hem, then it's Chodle Kano, all the Rishonim. He says, there is Tzviya Ba'Echlan. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that if there's no big shas atrak, so when you put your tea, let's say you have hot water and you have hot liquid scents. So instead of pouring the scents into the water, if they're both hot on top of the blech, so you should first put the scents in and then put the water in, because if you first put the water, then the scents, then it's derech kederech tzviya. If you first put the scents, then you put the water, that's kalachayat. That's shalei kederech tzviya. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if they're both hot, the scents and the hot water are both hot, you should do it backwards, first put the scents and then put the water, in order to be choshish for Rabbi Yankov Hemden's opinion. If you're not choshish for Rabbi Yankov Hemden, so there's no issue with tzviya boichlan. You're interested in the flavor over here. If you're just interested in coloring the water, the Chayodim has this. Years ago, and they still have it sometimes in front of a drugstore to advertise that it's a pharmacy, so they have a container of water and they dye it blue. So that's the same old Adova, that's a symbol that that's a drugstore, that they sell pharmaceuticals there. So there, you're dyeing the water, the chefza that you're dyeing is oichel, but you don't plan to drink it. It's not that people should see it and enjoy eating it better. No, if you put in food coloring, that people should enjoy it better. The Gemara says in the last Perek in Yuma, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, that blind people don't enjoy the food as much as seeing people, because when you see the food, your mouth starts to salivate and the color gets you all excited about eating it. So if you're going to put in coloring on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you say, "Ain't Svir Berchlin, this is Tikkun HaMeichel, this is going to make it taste better." If you put in coloring, just everyone should know that it's a drugstore, because you want it to be blue, so they'll know. Or let's say, a lot of times in the toilet bowl, so they have a disinfectant or something, and it has a color to it. So the reason why they have a coloring to it is that everyone should know that it still has enough disinfectant there. And when it no longer makes the water blue, so then you have to replace it, you have to put some more in. So that's a big tumult. Maybe that's an Isser of Tzviya. Either water is Eichlin, no one plans to drink the water in the toilet bowl. That's not called Ein Tzviya Boichlin, that's Tzviya. So that's a Shaila, is that called Tzviya? Is it a Malocha HaTzvicha LeGufa? Is it considered a Malocha HaTzvicha LeGufa? The fact that they pull in the coloring, that doesn't accomplish the good smell. The disinfectant and the thing that gives the smell is some other chemical that's there. The color is just to know that you still have disinfectant left. So is that called a malocha tzvicha l'guf? A malocha shein tzvicha l'guf is a whole tilpa. The many rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael years ago, when they first started this around 40 years ago, so they recommended you should take out that whole thing on Shabbos. You shouldn't leave it in because of the issue of tzeveya. So the Mishnah says,
why are you doing it in the first place?
Why are you doing? You want to, they put in the coloring that people should know that there still is disinfectant left. And when it's no longer, the water is not going to turn blue, it's biodua that you have to replace the disinfectant. So you're interested in seeing the color. You're not using the fact that it doesn't help you, the fact that it has a blue color, but it helps you know that your disinfectant system is still functioning.
So those opinions that hold that making a maka severe or shafting, but that's Oakland.
What do you mean?
When you shecht
an animal.
An animal.
On Yom Tov.
Yeah. So why should that be on
Shabbos? The Shabbos on Yom Tov. One opinion says that it's tzaveya. Yeah. In addition to the Tzav Shabbos, it's also tzaveya. So that's, I think, Rashi said, or the Gemara said. The Gemara says, you want it to be reddish from the fresh blood that the customer should see that is freshly geschochten. But not that this is going to enhance their flavor. You're going to have to wash off all of that blood before you eat it. The blood over there is just for advertisement purposes that you should see.
Itself.
Well, it's a psigreshe, but I'm shechting. The blood from the neck is going to be an awful lot of blood that's going to splash all over. So yeah, one opinion in the Gemara said that that's severe in addition to the tilis and shama. It's also tzaveya, and it's tzricha l'gufa because he wants it for advertising purposes. Yes, so Nachamal. So it says in the Braisa, you're not allowed to be misan al chardel. Tosfos said to remove the subin. Tosfos explains it's only mechzik bara. It's not real bara because the subin is roel achila diatcha. People can eat it, but you don't want to eat it. So that's called minechot. It's all called Menechot, but it's Mechzik and Mesanen. Mechzik Borer, so you're not allowed to do it. Frag the Gemara, why is it Mechzik Borer? Maishna Mehod Desan. The Mishnah says, no, it's in Beitza b'Mesanen Shal Chardel. The Chardel has one color. You want to put in the yolk of the egg. You want to put in the yolk of the egg. So you put it in the Mesanenes, and the yellow part of the egg is going to stay on top, and the yolk is going to go through. So the yolk is going to cause the Chardel to have a yellow coloring, and it's going to, people will enjoy it better. That's Ein Zvia Boichlam. That's what most assume, leaving out Rabbi Yankev Hemden. Most assume Ein Zvia Boichlam. So you see over there that there's no Isser of Tzaveya, there's no Isser of Borer when you use the Misanenes. Why? Because everything is Echel. The yolk of the egg and the white of the egg, everything is Echel. So you borer Echel mitoch Echel. Echel mitoch Echel, it's all min Echel, it's all Echel. So there's no Isser Borer. So over here also, what are you doing when you use a Misanenes to pour through the Chardel so some of the Subin will be caught on top. Subin will remain on top, and the chardel will go through. But it's all chardel with chardel. The whole thing is all min echot. So that's his kash. Amalei Abai the Rabbi Yossi, yes, there's Rebbe. Mashna mehodesnan, the Mishnah later Kuflamates says that there's no iser to put it, no iser tzviya because ain't tzviya b'achlin, and there's no iser rabbarer either. Aye, but the Mesanenes is catching the yellow. The Mesanenes is catching the white part of the egg, and only the yellow is going to go through. So the answer is because it's Echel v'Yachel, it's all min Echot. So over here is also, it's Chardel v'Chardel, it's all min Echot. Amalei, you're right. Hasam la Mechzi Kibur, hacha Mechzi Kibur. Here it's Mechzi Kibur because you're separating the Subin from the rest. And there, you're not really interested in separating one min from the other. You want the yellow to enhance the color of the Chardel that people should enjoy eating it better. So that's not Mechzi Kibur, but over here by us it is Mechzi Kibur. Shine. Okay.
What's he trying to do with the Beitza?
He wants only the yellow, the yolk of the egg to go through the Mesanenes, and the white should remain on top of the Mesanenes. The Chardel is going to go through, so the yellow is going to get mixed in with the Chardel and enhance the coloring. So isn't it Bura, he's separating the yellow, the yolk from the white? So the answer is no, it's all min echot. Why is he interested in separating it? Because he wants the dye, he wants to change the color of the chardel, he wants it to be yellow, and that's muta because ain't tzviya b'ochlin, because there the color enhances the pleasure that the people are going to have from eating the chardel. He wants it to be yellow.
Rashi
says the whole thing goes through. I don't know what that means. The Pasha Rashad is the whole thing doesn't go through, only the yellow goes through. That's why he's putting it in the Mesanenes. That's the whole word, that there's no Iser of Boirer, because it's Oichel mitoch Oichel. Everything is Oichel. I don't know what the Rashi means over here. I'm not sure. So that's the first tip. Emesanem es achardel b'mesanenes. Rashi writes, even on Yontif, not only on Shabbos, even on Yontif, the same thing applies. Yeah. That you're not allowed to do Berer, even on Yontif, you're not allowed to do Berer. Then what's the second half of the din? Also on Yontif. The aim in Maskenos of Bigachelos. You want to give sweeten. There should be Matok. I don't know, Matok. You want that the Chardel should have a tangy flavor to it, so they would take these matches that are flaring, or coals that are burning hot, and they would extinguish the flame by sticking the Gachelos into the chardel, and that would give it a flavor. Frag the Gemara. Now you tell me a brisa that you're not allowed to do. Why? Because it's mechaba. You're not allowed to do mechaba to tzorech achal nefesh. Avatanya memaskim osa, but Gachel says that it is permissible. And frag the Gemara like kashi kamek Gachel shal matechas kamek Gachel shal leitz. What does that mean? So we had Gemaras before that the prohibition of mechaba is not the opposite from mavir. It's not the opposite from mavir. If you heat metal till it glows, till it becomes on flame, that's a melacha deraisa of mavir. Mechamim es hamateches till it glows is havar. But you put out mateches, the fire on a mateches, that's not mechamim. Mechamim means you create a pechom. If you plan to use the pechom, the charcoal or the ashes, So then it's tzvicha legufa. If you made a pecham, you don't plan to use the pecham, then it's malachas ain't tzvicha legufa. If you do mechabi, you don't even create a pecham. You just extinguish gachela shel matechas. There is no pecham to speak of at all. So then the whole mechab is only with the rabban. So nisa the rabban. So we only permit you to do to be mematek the chardel. You can enhance the flavor by doing kibui, which is only a kibui de rabban. Gachela shel matechas that'll be muta. But to do a real locha de raisa of kibui tahina by gachel shaleitz, that would be a malacha deraisa that we wouldn't permit. Amla, so fegmar, why not? But we do allow kibui the tzorchachal nefesh. Amla by le Rav Yosef still doesn't make any sense. Ma'ishnami bisra gumri, you broil meat, you put the steaks on top of coals, so the juice comes out from the meat, and the coals are flaring, full of fires, and the juice comes out from the steaks, and it extinguishes the flame. On some of the coals, they see Bisra Gomer is Mutter. Everybody does that on Yom. Bisra Gomer is Mutter. So they see that it is permissible to do kibui letzorech oichel nefesh. It is permissible. Amphid. So that's the kasha. So the Gemara gives an answer, and there are two girsas and the answer. We have one girsa, and when the Rif quotes this, and that second perik and Beitza Daf Chav Gimel, the Rif clearly has a different girsa. And then there's a whole pilpul there. The Balamar doesn't like the Rebbe's Girsa, and the Ramban and Muhammad defends the Rebbe's Girsa. So we have the Girsa. What does it mean? You can't eat the meat raw. So you want to broil the steak. That's normal. Everybody eats cooked steak. You don't eat raw steak. So Hasam Lo Yapsha, you don't want to eat raw meat. So Kibu is Mutter Letzorech Hachal Nefesh. That's what it sounds like. Kibu is Mutter Letzorech Hachal Nefesh. But here, you can eat the mustard without this added tangy flavor. So you want to enhance the flavor of the mustard. Since Efshe Miken Lemon on them, we can enjoy the mustard without having this lemasek sweetening the flavor, or making the flavor even sharper, tangier. So since Hoch Efshe Miken Bagain on them, so you're not allowed to do it. Why not? You're not allowed to do kibui deraisa to enhance the flavor of the mustard. So the Netziv writes in his Meroy Mesoda on Beitza that the Gemara had a drasha in Ksubis, of all places, in Ksubis in the first peric. Acha sheyach l'chol nefesh, only dover hashav l'chol nefesh. To burn mugmer in order to smell the fragrant smell. In the days of the Taram, that was a common practice. After they would recite Bichas HaMozen, they have a whole group of people away together, and they would bench mezumen. So Hamascha the mitzvah omim lo gemar, the one who they were mechabit to bench mezumen, he would say that they would bring the mugmer. The mugmer would be besamim that had a pleasant odor, and they would burn it on top of coal. So that whoever had the kibbut to say the mezumen, to bench mezumen, would say the bracha on the mugmer, even though they're not connected with each other. It's a totally different thing. That's called Hamascha the mitzvah omim lo gemar. So the gemar says on yontif, you're not allowed to burn mugmer because that's a din. And mugmer is not a davar shel chol nefesh. At first, the Gemara thought they're in Ksubis in the first parak. First, the Gemara thought that only millionaires can afford this. The poor people can afford this. This is a luxury. So the Gemara said, what about eating duck? What about eating venison, deer? Only the wealthy people can afford that. So that should be davar shel chol nefesh. The Gemara says, no. If the poor people would be wealthy, they would also buy the duck and this. But obviously, a mugmer, doesn't matter whether you're wealthy or poor. Some people enjoy it, some people don't enjoy it. So that's what's unclear. So that's what we learned. They say we learned Perikira. So the Pnei Shur pointed out there was a Tosis in Perikira. The Tosis gave you the definition. What's called Davar Shel Chol Nefesh? That's mutter to do on Yom. What's Davar Shein Shel Chol Nefesh? So Tosis said whatever is L'tainuk Be'alma, whatever is only for aesthetic pleasure, that's called Davar Shein Shel Chol Nefesh. Whatever is L'refua, eating food, is healthy. So whatever is lirifua is called davar shavu l'chol nefesh. Whatever is tainik v'alma, davar shein shavu l'chol nefesh. So the Pnei Yeshua made a comment about smoking. During his lifetime, Pnei Yeshua lived in the 1700s. So people, not everybody could afford to smoke, but the people that did smoke, the doctors claimed that it helped digest the food. So even though the percentage of the population was not so great who could afford smoking, less than 50%. But the Pnei Yeshua says, since the doctors say that it's lirafua, it helps digest the food, so that's called davar shavu l'chol nefesh. So that's what the poskim say, that bizman hazeh, that the doctors say it's not healthy, So you really shouldn't be allowed to smoke all year long. And even before the Attorney General ascertained that it's absolutely unhealthy, it'll cause you to die earlier. So even before they ascertained that, but everybody knew that we no longer accept what the doctor said in the 1700s, that it helps you. Maybe it's different smoking, maybe in the 1700s it did help, but today it's a different kind of cigar, different cigarettes, whatever. It does not help digestive food. So it's not the refu, it's only the tainik bialma. So today they say that even if more than 50% of the people enjoy smoking, but it's only the tainik bialma, so that's called the obshena shavu l'chona. That's what Bnei Yeshua pointed out, the Taisus and Kira, that determining whether any given malocha is davar shavu l'chol nefesh, davar sheni shavu l'chol nefesh, doesn't depend what percentage of the population enjoy it. According to Taisus, it depends if it's l'refuah, or if it's l'tainik b'yam. Whatever is only l'tainik b'yam, for aesthetic pleasure, is called davar sheni shavu l'chol nefesh. That's what the Netziv says, is pshat and nizgimar. Amalei hasam la'yepsher, ocha yepsher. You can't eat the flesh without broiling it. So broiling the flesh is davar shavu l'chol nefesh. So even though you're doing kibui, because the bisra gumre, the juice is going to ooze out from the steaks, and it's going to extinguish the flame on the coals on the bottom, but kibui is mutter l'tzor ha'chol nefesh. That's what it sounds like. Al-b'hocha, but over here, so if kibui is mutter, so why can't you stick the gacheles, the burning hot gacheles, into the chardel and make it taste better? Because the chardel tastes good without the gacheles. So this is called dovah she'en ha'shavah l'chol nefesh, that the chardel should have even a fancier flavor. So that's dovah she'en ha'shavah l'chol nefesh. You can live without that. You have the chardel. The chardel is Michael. The chardel should have a special flavor to it. That's called dovah she'en ha'shavah l'chol nefesh. That's why there's no head. That's the girsa that we have in the Gemara. Yes, so this is a big question. Is that correct? The Gemara in Beitza there has a discussion. Is kibli muta l'tzor ha'chol nefesh? Is kibui muta l'tzor ha'chol nefesh? We assume that it's kibui. Let's say you turn off the gas, is kibui, al pi pashtus, or if you turn the gas lower, so the fire is smaller, it's also called kibui. So what if you have, let's say, if you have a kettle of water on the fire and it's a very high fire, the water is not going to burn, the water will get cooked faster than if it would have been a smaller flame. Well, let's say you have soup on the fire and the fire is so high, if you're going to leave the soup like that, the soup is going to burn. The soup is going to burn, not that it's going to get cooked fast, that it's going to burn. So are you permitted to turn down the fire? That's mamish kibui kedarka, to turn down the fire. So Ramosha writes in his Chuvus, there's a question, are you allowed to turn off the fire on Yontif? Maybe it's not called kibui at all. So he says, if you're allowed to turn off, then you're allowed to turn lower. But he says, if you're not allowed to turn off, then you're not allowed to turn lower either, because turning lower is a violation of kibui. So what about kibui d'tzor ha'chol nefesh? A lot of people have the attitude after they finish cooking ayantiv, so they're not allowed to turn off the fire that's kibbutz, but to turn it as low as you can, and it should still be on. So Moshe says that's an ishken hefter. If you hold, you're not allowed to turn off the fire, so turning it lower is also a form of kibbutz. And he writes as far as whether it's permissible to turn off the fire in Gansen, he doesn't want to write about that. That's what people from the east side said, that Rav Moshe used to be Mekel. That Rabbi Tendler convinced Rav Moshe Feinstein that it's muta legamre to turn off the fire.
Make it lower?
Even to turn it off legamre.
But certainly make it lower.
And to make it lower also, right. Why? So you said, because if you blow out a candle like this, so you extinguish the flame. If you turn off the gas, so you're preventing the fuel from coming. So the flame dies a natural death. There's no longer any fuel. So let's say Rabbi Tendler's marshal is the gas is coming from Poughkeepsie. So someone in Poughkeepsie turns off the valve over there, so he stops the gas from flowing. So in New York, the fire is going to go out because he turned off the gas. So that's an Issa Mechabe. He just prevented. Let's say there's a fire in the room, and I don't want all the wooden chairs to get burned, so I take out one chair after I take into the hallway, and I close the door. The door is metal, so it's going to prevent the fire from going further. The chairs are not going to get burned. So that's Mechabe. The chairs were potential fuel. They would have gotten burnt if I would have left them in the room. They would have gotten burnt. I take them out, so I prevented them from getting burnt. That's not mechaber. So if you turn off the gas, you prevent this fuel coming from Alaska, from Poughkeepsie, wherever it's coming from. The gas is coming from very far away. You prevent it from coming. Yeah, the shaila is that Taisus asked the kasha on the Gemara in Beitza. It says, "Hamistapik ben Hashem b'shemenei achai mishum mechaber." It says if you have a cup of oil and you have a wick on top, you take a spoon, you take out some of the oil, so it's an isa melocha mechaber. So Taisa says, If you have a tall candle and cut off the bottom of 5 inches, a very tall candle, that's not mechaber. I took away fuel, so it's not going to burn so long. It's going to, instead of going out in 7 hours, it'll go out in 1 hour, go out in half an hour. So Tosfos said, that's not mechaber. So if so, so what's wrong with that? I'm a stopping man, Shemesh have been there. So the flame will go out a little earlier. Vases. Tosfos says, that's not a violation of mechaber at all. So Tosfos answers, no. When you take out some of the oil, right away the flame diminishes immediately. So by the gas is avada like that. When you turn off the gas, it goes out immediately. So that's what people don't understand. Rav Moshe is true. How do they agree with Rabbi Tendler that it should be mutter? I don't know, but that's what Rabbi Tendler printed it. Rabbi Tendler printed it in the Beis Yitzchak many years ago. And he says, and Adam Gadol agreed with him. That was Rabbi Moshe. Agree that it's mutter. That one. Yeah, if it's electrical, you turn it off, then it is mechaber. That's mechaber midirabban. You have an electric, that's gachelo shel matechas. If you turn it off, so you extinguish the flame over here. But if you prevent the gas from coming, so that's what the Rabbi Tendler convinced him, that that's not an isur of mechaber. So Rav Moshe writes on the assumption that it is mechaber, on the assumption that it is mechaber to turn off the gas, so then to turn on the gas would also be mechaber. But what if you're turning down the gas because you put a pot of soup on the fire, or a pot of flesh on the fire? You have the pot of flesh going to burn. It's not that it's going to get cooked faster. It's going to burn. So what's the din? Is it permissible to do mechaber b'mokam oichal nefesh? So that's a machlekes in Rishonim, because it's a discussion there in the Gemara in Beitza. So here, doesn't say b'feirish, bisra gumer is mutter. The Gemara, in the context there and here, the Gemara is quoting it to demonstrate, to prove that kibui is mutter the tzorcha oichal nefesh. That was the kasha. Why shouldn't you be permitted to take a gachela shel eitz, even though it's mechaber min haTorah, gachela shel eitz? Shouldn't you be permitted to stick it into the chardel to enhance the flavor? So the Gemara said, Hasam Epsher, you can eat the chardel without it, and it's explains davar sheni shel b'chol nefesh. But if it would have been impossible without it, then it would have been mutter. That's bisra gumri. The kibbutz is mutter l'tzorcha b'chol nefesh. Isn't that what it said b'feirish? So where's the room to have a machlokes? Some Rishonim say kibui is mutter because it's only kibui kalach hayad. That's not the normal way to do mechaber. If you have coals that are burning, so you put a steak on top of it and the juice comes out from the steak and it puts it out. Normal way is you take a bucket of water and you pour the water on top of the coals. So that's the Ramban's gears, I think. That this is only kibui kalach hayad. So that's why it's mutter b'makam achal nefesh. But to turn down the fire, that's mamish kibbut kedarka, that would not be mutter l'tzorech achal nefesh.
You don't even want it to go out. When you put the steak on, you don't want it.
Right. You don't want it to go out. So it's legame kibbut kalahayan, yeah. The Rif's girsa was different. The Rif's girsa was by the bisra agurman, when they put the steaks on top of the coals, the juice will come out and extinguish the flame temporarily. But after a few minutes, the other coals that didn't get extinguished are going to cause this one to flare up again. So that's not a violation of mechaber. Since it's going to be chayzev in idlak, that's the girsas rif there in Beitzim. And some of the Gedolim claim that the Rambam sounds like he must have had the girsas harif. That's not a chiddush. The Rambam usually follows the girsas harif. Whenever there's a Shver Rambam, the Chavetz Chaim said, whenever there's a Rambam, should always look in the Rif. Usually the Rambam just follows the gears of the Rif. So that's a Shaila here in the Gemara. See, the Mishnah Brura, it passes on Halacha like this. Have a fire on the gears. The gears fire is on, but it's too high. So if I put the soup on top of the fire, it's going to burn. So either I put it on the fire and I lower the fire, or I put it on a different burner and I turn on the fire. I have a pilot light, so it's not my l'resh mechadosh. I'll put the pot of soup on a different burner and only turn it on lower. So havara l'tzorcha achal nefesh is for sure mutter. Kibbutz l'tzorcha achal nefesh is a machlekes, whether it's mutter or not. Bisra gumri is mutter, maybe because it's kalach hayad. But over here, to turn down the gas, that's mamish kedarkai. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens l'chumra. If you have a tosa, you can either put the pot of soup on top of this burner, then you're going to have to be mechabit, kibui kedarkai, or you can put the pot of soup on the other burner and do havara. So the Mishnah Berurah says, do havara. rather than do kibbe kedarka as a machlekes of rishayim and havara zechamuta, said do the habar, and you're going to have two burners on. One burner is on, it's going to be full blast, and you're not going to be using it because it's going to burn the soup, and the burner you're going to turn on halfway is going to be a half one. And Rav Moshe disagrees with the Mishnah, but he thinks we can be mekel that kibbe is muta the tzarech hachan. That was a big machlekes of rishayim there in Beitza. Gemara has a whole discussion. Maybe we should consider it machshirei echal nefesh. Why is it machshirei? Why is it echal nefesh mamish? I want to heat up the soup. I want to eat hot soup. I want to heat it up. But if I'm going to put it on the fire, it's going to burn. So I have to lower the fire that it shouldn't burn. It should heat up, shouldn't burn. Why is it called machshirei? So that's what all the rishayim and achronim break their heads. What's pshat in the sugya there? What does it have to do with machshirei echal nefesh?
Right?
It's a step before, yeah. Step before the bishul. But we allow that. Let's say there's a fire and I want to bench litz. I take a match and I catch a flame from the fire onto the match and I light the candles with that. But that's a hachana for hadlokas on there. So that's all called echal nefesh. All the hachanas and hachanas, that's not called machshire echal nefesh. That's called echal nefesh mamish. Why is this called machshire? So that's a big discussion in the Gemara. Anyway, so this is the famous Gemara. This Ragumri is mutter. The question is why. So there are three shitas. Rav Moshe Paskin Halacha. This Ragumri is mutter. Kibu yimamish and mutter the tzarech echal nefesh. You're allowed to put the fire, the pot on top of the fire, and turn it lower. You're not mukhayif to put it on the other burner and turn on the fire halfway. You can put it on this fire and do kibu. Kibu is mutter the tzarech echal nefesh. And another, and the Ramban says only mutter because it's kalacha yad. Because it's not the normal way, it's not kibbutz kedarkas, kibbutz lachayad. And the Girsa Sarif was that it's mutter because you're not really in violation of kibbutz, because it's going to be chayz of a nidlak.
Is there any sort of say that if the flames are left on for too long, the gas burning and the fire burning is unsafe for the house? And putting yourself, if that's a time, put yourself in the situation, when the start two or three flames, it's going to put us in a situation where you're going to turn them off.
Okay, if there is such a concern. So, okay. That it'll be a suffix sakkan. There are people who died because there was a gas leak. And when the flame is burning, so there's no gas leak. But if the flame will go out, then the gas is going to keep on going. So the gas is sometimes poisonous. Yeah.
Can you put yourself in that situation, knowing that it'll be a concern?
I mean, are you mechayev to be machmer like the Mishnah Berurah, and then to be maker later on, to turn this lower so the world won't come to an end, that's not so bad. But to leave on, one fire is going to burn full force and the other fire is going to burn halfway, and then when I go to sleep I'm going to be nervous, I'm going to have to turn both out. So what did I gain by making another half of fire? So I should make the first fire lower. In that case everyone would agree it's better to make the first fire lower.
If someone didn't want to follow the Ramban, can you just over the thing, like
with
the elbow, would that just solve the problem?
Okay, probably that would be kalachayad also. The Ramban holds that kalachayad, we allow kibui letzorech echal nefesh, but if it's kedarka, we wouldn't allow it. We would only allow it if you hold like Rabbi Yudit, the machshir echal nefesh is mutter. And that's machlek, is how we pass him.
What is there a shear for the going back up?
Chayz of a nidlak.
The next day, would that count? Like,
no, probably within a few minutes.
You can't like lower it and raise it for the next day, though, that wouldn't count.
To lower it.
Like if you're doing it like at night or something after the sudi, you want to lower it and then you're going to raise it again for the sudi during the daytime, like that probably wouldn't be the problem.
No, so that's where Moshe said that's kibui. Shalot tzarech echal nefesh. He said that's not allowed. If you're not allowed to turn it off, then you're not allowed to turn it lower.
Gas, right.
Wouldn't apply, right. Remember, many years ago, there used to be Rabbi Friedler, was the Rosh Hashiva in Broyas. So he said when he first came to America, I guess before he was the Rosh Hashiva, he used to give a shiur for the young married men. So he gave a shiur on Shabbos afternoon on Gemara Beitza, and he learned this sugya. So he said, for the Gemara would appear that if you're not allowed to turn off the fire, you're not allowed to lower it either. Unless it's tzarech echal nefesh. That's what Moshe writes. If you're not allowed to turn it off, you're not allowed to lower it either. So that's what he said. So Matzoi Shabbos, he said, he told me they got a phone call from Rabbi Broya. Rabbi Broya asked him to please come over to his home. Rabbi Broya told him, I'm the Mardasra here. I paskin all the shaylos. I paskin it's mutter. you're not allowed to paskin against me. So he said, I didn't paskin anything. I was just giving a shiur. And I said, from the Gemara would appear that. So he said, I don't know. And he told him what the Gemara was. Rabbi Broi said, the din is that it's mutter to lower it. I don't know the reason why. Then he called him back a week later and he gave him some explanation. I think he said it's a ksav sefer, shuvin the ksav sefer. Why there is a difference between turning off the fire and lowering the fire. Not like Rabbi Moshe, who said that there's no difference. Same thing. Rabbi Friedel was telling me how fortunate I am. I teach him why you. Dr. Belkin doesn't give me any instruction, no limitations, so you can say whatever you want to. There you're in a straitjacket. You're not allowed to express your opinion. Not allowed to say in the Gemara would appear. Not allowed to say that. Okay. Maybe it's better the other way. Shaila, which way is better? Then the Gemara has a new shaila. Omalei Abayi L'Rabbi Yosi, Mahu L'Gabein, are you allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov? What's the malacha M'Gabein? M'Gabein is a malacha bona. Bona min HaTorah. The Gemara says, one who makes cheese is bona. Why is it bona? So the Rambam says, just like when you take bricks and you put them together, you put cement, you make a brick wall, that's bona. So too, after the curds are separated, are detached from the milk, from the whey, and then you put all the curds together and you make it into one big packet, so you're taking tiny particles and putting them together, making one big thing out of it, so that's bona. It's quite a stretch, but that's what the Gemara says, that Megaben is bona min ater. So he wants to know, Ma'ol Gaben, are you allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov, on Shabbos? It's a malocha deraisa. But on Yom Tov, on Nefesh is mutter, is a pimit. Amalei also, it's not allowed. In fact, the Maishna Milisha, Milisha v'yelach, there's a heter v'chon nefesh, Amalei, Hasim lo yefshir. What do you mean lo yefshir? If you, Rashi explains, if you're going to bake the chalas before Yom Tov, they're not going to be tasting as fresh as if you bake them on Yom Tov. So that's called oichal nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov, because it's yefshir lasas mo'od yom. It'll taste better if you bake it on Yom Tov. But hocha yefshir, if you would make the cheese before Yom Tov, it would taste just as good. Freg di gemar, but amin adoy gvina bas yom ma'alya, but then adoy said gvina, cheese that was made on the same day, tastes better. So just like baking bread on Yom Tov is mutter, because it tastes better, so the cheese that's just freshly made today tastes better. So here, Rabbi Yosef answered, that's not what Nardoi meant. Hochi kamer, then Nardoi meant to say, even if the cheese was made today, it's also healthy, it also tastes good, but it tastes much better if you would have made it yesterday. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to be megaben on Yontif, because if you would have made it, the cheese on Erev Yontif would have tasted better. So in this Gemara, there's a big machlekes the Mishnah Berurah has in the Bir Halacha, the Hilchos Yontif machlekes Rishonim. The Gemara meant to say, megaben is an Issa deraisa, megaben is an Issa derabbanan. If you would have made it, Efshalasas Mabod Yom, you could have cooked the food on Erev Yontif, would have tasted just as good. So most of the Rishonim hold that that's mutter on Yontif Menatur. Let's say in our family, we're not such mufunok. We can't tell the difference between freshly cooked chicken and chicken that was cooked last week and my wife reheats it in the oven. It tastes just as good by us. So if you can't tell the difference, so that's Oichal Nefesh, Efshalasas Mabod Yom. So the din is that we assume the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to cook the chicken on Yom Tov. With the Rabbanan it's awesome. I mean, Atar it's really mutter, even though Efshar Lasam Bod Yom, and Atar it's mutter. The chilek between Efshar Lasam Bod Yom, the Efshar, is only appears in the Gemara Benegeh to Machshir Eichon Nefesh. The Tana Rabbi Yudah is of the opinion, Machshir Eichon Nefesh is mutter. If you have a broken fork, a broken knife, you're allowed to fix the fork and the knife on Yom Tov. That's only when it was Efshalasas Mbod Yom. Whenever it's Efshalas Mbod Yom, then it's an Issa deraisa to do the Machshir Eichon Nefesh, to fix the broken fork and knife on Yom Tov. But in Eichon Nefesh proper, most of the Rishonim hold that in HaTorah it's mutter even if it would have been tasted just as good. Even if it's Efshalas Mbod Yom. The Rav Yoh claims that the distinction between Efshalas Mbod Yom and Efshalas Mbod Yom carries over from Machshir to Eichon Nefesh. And it's a din minatur. You're not allowed to minatur. You're not allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov if you could have shechted it before and kept it in the freezer. You're not allowed to cook food on Yom Tov minatur. If you could have cooked it before Yom Tov, it would have tasted just as good. So the Rav Yoh holds that it's a din deraisa. And most of the Rishonim say that Rashi, in many times in Maseches Beitza, learns you're not allowed to cook the food on Yom Tov if you could have cooked it on Erev Yom Tov. Rashi means only midrabbanan and sasi. He didn't mean to say that it's minatur.
That's a personal, subjective thing.
Yeah, if the people can tell the difference. See, freshly baked challahs, probably most people can tell the difference. Freshly baked challahs taste better than challahs that are reheated. If you take out challah from the freezer and you reheat it, it is not going to taste as good as freshly baked challah. But flesh, not everybody can tell the difference. So again, so what about efshalasas melanyom? I could have made the cheese on Aryanta, would have tasted better. Would have tasted better if I would have done it on Aryanta. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, there's a tesis in Megillah Dav Zayin, a little tesis, holds that this Gemara means that it's also menatur. And the tesis in other, Dav Tzadikeyam and Aleph, in other places, most of the Rishonim assume that this is only midirabbanan, that you're not allowed to make cheese on Yanta because you could have made it there on Yanta, would have tasted better. That's the old Rashi Shita, Efshalasas Mabod Yom, you're not allowed to do Echon Nevesh on Yanta, that's only a Chumer midirabbanan. The Gemara didn't mean to say menatur. Only that one tesis in Megillah Dav Zayin, Tosfos holds that this svar in the Gemara, if he would have done an Erev Yom Tov, would have tasted better, not some would have tasted equal, would have tasted better, so then it's an Issa Min HaTorah to make the cheese on Yom Tov. A Tosfos on Tzadikeyam and Aleph has their famous kasha. Tosfos assumes Megabein is forbidden on Yom Tov only Medirabbanan, so the Poshet, that they don't agree with the Tosfos and Megillah. They assume to make cheese on Yom Tov is only Asa Medirabbanan, because it is svar efshel asas mebal yom, but menatar it's mutter. So you see that bone is mutter the tzarach achal nefesh, because making cheese is bone. So if bone is mutter the tzarach achal nefesh, should be mutter the tzarach yom tzas. So misha nafla beisof, my house fell down on yontif, and my sukkah fell down, I should be permitted to rebuild the sukkah, rebuild the house on yontif. Can it be? So Tosfos says anachanami, it is mutter. It's only asam derabbanan because of uvda d'chol. That's what Tosfos says. And then many Achrayim thought that it can't be. So they gave Svaris why it's also Menatur. Why you can't say Mitoich. They say that Megabin is only a Tolda Boina. You only say Mitoich from the Av to Toldas. You don't say Mitoich from a Tolda to the Av. And he gave other Teruts and various Teruts. Various Teruts. Next Mishnah on the base talks about bathing the baby with warm water before and after the bris. Bismana Mishnah, that was the common practice. Rabbi Yosef Kar writes on the Shulchan Aruch that already Bismana Zeh, we don't worry about this. By us, the doctors hold that it's not a sakana. Then the last line in the Mishnah has, if it's a sofek, so then the bris is not dechon sham. Sofek v'androgynous. Androgynous is a machlokes tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda holds androgynous is a vaday zocher, so it's a vaday bris milah. So it is deicha shabbos, and the chacham hold androgynous is a suffik zocher, suffik kevan. There's a tshuva naam de nezer in hilchas takeh milah b'shabbos. So someone sent him a shaila that the baby was born didn't have a full orla, had partial orla. So yes, there's a dinuk androgynous that the milah is not deicha shabbos. So he says, what are you crazy? Look in a Polish encyclopedia and they show you a picture of an androgynous. What's it got to do with the Orhoyle is not full? He says an androgynous in the Polish encyclopedia means you have an Eva Hazachrus coming out from the Eva Hanakrus, one inside the other. Over here there's no Eva Hanakrus, just there's not enough full Orhoyle. So if the Orhoyle is Chayfer Reif HaTorah, the baby's an Orhoyle. If it's not Chayfer Reif HaTorah, it's Nerlat Maho, okay? But it has nothing to do with androgynous. Androgynous is Machlokes HaTanaim. A beautiful holds that it's a vaday zocher, and a chacham holds it's a sofik zocher, sofik nekeva. But a real sofik, if you would have a real sofik, whether it's a milu bizmana or not, then the din is that it's not derech Shabbos. And the last line of kuf lamadal on the base, where it says Tana Rabbanu, we learn out from a pasuk, Allah says vaday derech Shabbos, v'loy Allah says v'loy sofik derech Shabbos. You have a drasha, the top line of kuf lamadhem and aleph. You have a drasha from a pasuk that it's only derech Shabbos when it's a vaday milu bizmana. So sofik is not. That's the top Tosfos says, why do you need a pasuk for a sofik deraisa l'chumra? Because you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So Tosfos says, lav dafke, you really don't need a pasuk for that. Nir l'rei, asmach de b'yalma, you don't really need a pasuk because sofik deraisa l'chumra. You have sofik, den minchas chinuch, and mitzvah smila has a paragraph on this Tosfos. So he quotes that we have hilchas, we have the rif on halachas ktanis, on hilchas tumah. Tumas Kohanim. So the Rif in Hilchas Tumas Kohanim quotes the din that a kohen is matami to the seven relatives. Nevish al kol nafshin peis le'yavai, and the seven relatives is muta. What if it's a safik if that's his brother, a safik if that's his father? We're not sure. So then the din is that he's not matami. It's only mitami when it's a vade relative, when it's a suffix, it's not mitami. So the Rishonim asked the kasha on the side of the Rif and Hilchas Tumah, they have the Rosh and they have the Ritva, I think. So the both of the Rishonim asked the kasha, what it need a pasuk is not suffix the Raisa Lechomer. So they give two different answers. The Menchas Chena quotes both. The one answer is, a kohen is metame lemeis, gets malchus. If a kohen is metame to his suffix brother, I would have thought suffix deraisa lechumi, you're not allowed to do it, but suffix malchus is lekula. So if he went ahead and he was metame to his brother, he shouldn't get malchus. Now that I have a pasuk that it's only metame to avadai, not metame to a suffix, so if it's a suffix brother, he's avadai avera, and he's like it. That's one answer that the Rishonim give. It's avadai avera, and he's like it. Then they give another answer that's very fascinating. If you have a suffix, whether the coin is supposed to be metame, whether this man is my brother or not, who says suffix deraisa lechumra? Lechumra means don't be metame. It's a mitzvah sese, loy tam is a mitzvah. So maybe suffix deraisa lechumra on the mitzvah sese angle is more important than the suffix deraisa lechumra on the iser. I have an assay with a loy sese. An assay is that the coin should be metame to his relatives. And the lawyer says, not to be metame to one is not his relative. So how do you know? Here you have a conflict between suffix esed l'chumer and suffix lois esed l'chumer. Which one? So the Rishonim say, I would have thought that suffix esed l'chumer takes precedence over the suffix lav l'chumer. So a suffix, whether the kohen is mechuyev to be metame, I should have said he is metame. Maybe it's my brother, I'm mechuyev to be metame. I, on the other hand, it's a suffix lav. So, but the suffix esed l'chumer is more odif than the suffix lav l'chumer. Why? What's the logic behind that? So that makes sense. There's a famous chiddush that's shared by the Ktzos and the Nesivos. The Ktzos, when he was a teenager, when he was 17, wrote the Shev Shmaitzer. So he has the chiddush there. And the Nesivos wrote the Chavos Das on Yerideya. So at the beginning of Siman Kuf Yud, he has a whole essay, and the Chavos Das is called Beis HaSofik, where he talks about Sofik Deraisa Luchumer. Shev Shmaitzer talks about Sofik Deraisa Luchumer, Sfek Sveike, and Roiv and Chazoke, and all kinds of combinations. So they both came up with the same chiddush. The Rambam writes in several places that Sofik Deraisa Luchumer is only Medirabban. So they both say, the Ksos and the Sidis both say, that's only on a Sofik Lav, it's only the Rabban. Because the Torah prohibited Chazer. If you're not sure if it's Chazer, the Torah never said a word. So min atar it's mutter, and sofik deraisa says only lechumer midirabban. But if you have a sofik, if the esrig is good, so the Torah said you have to shake an esrig. If you're not sure, then it's not an esrig. Sofik deraisa lechumer midiraisa by an essay. So that's why if you have a kohen is metame to the zankreim, it's a mitzvah to be metame. If it's from the zankreim, it's an avera to be metame. If it's not from the zankreim, I have a brother. I'm not sure if this man is my father or not. My mother remarried soon after the first husband died. I don't know whether the first husband is my father or the second husband is my father. They're both Kohanim. I just don't know. The second one just died now. The first one died before my mother remarried. And I don't know whether I'm a child from the first husband or the second husband. And now the second husband died. So am I mitame or not? So the Sifra has a drosha. You're not mitame to a Sufik relative. So there is a half of the Rishonim say, I would have thought Sofik deraisa lechumra on the essay of lo yitame should take kedima, should take precedence over the Sofik deraisa lechumra on the lois essay. Because Sofik essay lechumra is minatara. Sofik lois essay lechumra is only with the Rabban. So one would have thought fakir. So that's room to argue over here. Taisa says, I don't need a pasik. That Sofik is not Dechel Shabbos. So that's what the man Haskinah said, not so posh. Maybe I need a pasik to say that it's a vadei avera. And if you do the bris milah on Shabbos, you'll get koris, you'll get misa. It's not just a sofik aver, it's a vadi aver. But it could be that I would have thought that it's mutter. It could be, I need the pasuk. I would have really thought that it's mutter because sofik esay l'chumre should take precedence to the sofik chilu Shabbos l'chumre.
But you don't give up the whole mitzvah there. You can do the milah later. But the kohen,
mm-hmm. not the same. Right. Not to say there's room to dingzach. Right. There's room to distinguish between the two. That is correct. Okay. So far my plan is that I'm going to Eretz Yisrael tonight. So if I take off, I won't be giving a shiur for the next couple of days. If I go to Eretz Yisrael, huh?
Is it something you'll take off?
I think I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. That's my plan. I have a ticket. If I go, if everything goes according to schedule, then I'll be back on Monday morning. So I'll give the shiur at 11:30 Monday morning. The next piece of Gemara.